Texte numéro 109. The creative ways Chinese activists protest pollution. Public payphones don't usually ring, so when one started buzzing in Beijing recently, people picked it up. On the other end of the line were residents of Huludao, some 400 kilometres away. All had the same story. The city's factories were polluting the air. Some nights it smelled of chocolate, other nights of chemicals. Most people kept their windows shut, yet they still struggled to breathe. The government refused to act, said residents. So some started calling the payphone. The effort is one of several creative ways in which activists and artists are raising awareness of China's pollution problems. An artist known as Nut Brother has played a role in many of the projects, including the hotline between Huludao and Beijing. Last year, he filled a dirty canal with toy fish and peppers in the city of Zibo, turning the waterway into a hot pot. Lately, he has led concerts by musicians dressed in hazmat suits and gas masks. They sing about air, soil, and water pollution. Activists face a harder task in cities like Huludao, in China's northeastern rust belt. Its population is shrinking and greying. Poorer cities cannot afford to pick and choose projects, so dirtier industries are moving north from the more developed south, says Wu Fengxi of the University of New South Wales in Australia. Officials in Huludao have struggled to keep the economy on track, let alone deal with pollution. A study in 2020 found worrying levels of heavy metals in residents' hair. One of its districts is known for its high cancer rates. China's regulators have asked the public to be on the lookout for polluting businesses. President Xi Jinping often talks about the value of blue skies and clean rivers. But the government does not like it when its failures are exposed. Environmental protests, once somewhat common in China, are now rare. Since 2012, the authorities have cracked down on environmental NGOs and activists. They did not appreciate the Huludao to Beijing hotline. When I visited the payphone in Beijing last month, a car with a Huludao police sticker was parked nearby. Anyone who picked up the phone was filmed by unidentified men, then moved along by police from Beijing, who noted down their names. The official reason given by the police was that those answering calls risked spreading COVID-19. Still, as pressure mounted, the local government said it was investigating several companies and suspending production in some factories. In recent days, the city's air has improved. But residents doubt that the factories will remain closed for long. After past pauses, they started producing more at night, when pollution is less visible, say residents. Adapted from The Economist, August 2022.